Ongoing, and we've been talking about it here on the air for a couple of months now, there is an ongoing effort to construct a new Orange County Veterans Memorial just outside the Southern Human Services Center off of Homestead Road. Work is already ongoing on the memorial. There's a lot more that needs to be done, and organizers are getting the word out about the effort and what we as individuals here in the community can do to help. We're joined now on the air by Jim Merritt, a retired U.S. Army veteran from Vietnam, working on the Orange County Veterans Memorial right now, and also a former Chapel Hill Town Council member. Jim, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
So tell us, first of all, give us an update on where things stand right now with the memorial. How's it going?
The fundraising is going pretty good, and right now we're focusing on doing some more fundraising for the second phase of our project.
So what is the second phase going? Well, what is the first phase already, and what's the second phase going to be?
Well, the first phase included the flagpole and bricks around the flagpole. So the second phase will include the sand that surrounds the flagpole, so we can place some bricks and pavers around the flagpole.
So the Orange County Veterans Memorial project is ongoing, and it's significant because we have lots of memorials and historical markers up around Chapel Hill and around Orange County in the community. Up in Hillsborough, there's a lot, but there really is no single place, right, where just veterans in general are recognized in Orange County, is there?
Yes, that is correct. The original site was located in Memorial Gardens, where we planned to put it, but in 2015, I was approached by Commissioner Rene Price and Barry Jacobs to look at some sites owned by the county. And the Veterans Committee decided on property above the Seymour Center, approaching the Orange County Southern Resource Center.
Speaking with Jim Merritt again, orangecountyveteransmemorial.com is the website if you want more information about the memorial and how people can get involved. Jim, you're a veteran yourself from the U.S. Army. What would it mean to you personally to have a memorial where none currently exists?
It would mean to me that the community still remembers the sacrifices that veterans made during that particular time. And it would always be a place to go and reflect on the service that our veterans served.
Mm-hmm. What was your experience like?
It was a real eye-opening experience. I served in the Mekong Delta, and my red day was on Thanksgiving Day, 1967. So I had some real memories from Vietnam.
Speaking again with Jim Merritt again, orangecountyveteransmemorial.com is the website, and you can go there and find out more information about what's there, what's happening, the timeline for future construction, and what people can do to help. What can people do to help? What's the best thing that people can do?
Well, first of all, we're looking for corporate sponsorships and memorial gifts to recognize a family member or a friend, perhaps an endowment, cash donation. And some organizations have done fundraisers to benefit the memorial, such as golf tournaments that are proposed by various organizations in the area. So
the pavers to recognize veterans, do they themselves have to be Orange County residents or former Orange County residents?
No, the memorial is open to any veteran, so that anywhere in the world that a veteran lives, they can be recognized in Orange County Veterans Memorial.
And again, orangecountyveteransmemorial.com is the website. Go there and find out more. What else do people need to know about the memorial or the ongoing efforts that that we haven't covered already?
Right now, we're selling bricks. A 4x4 brick will cost a family member $100, and an 8x8 brick or paver will be approximately $200. So you can contact anyone with the Veterans Committee and buy a brick for a family member.
And again, one more time, the website, orangecountyveteransmemorial.com. Go there anytime and learn more about how you can help make this a reality. Jim Merritt, thank you so much for being here today.
Okay, thank you.